Yahoo News? What do you want to hear from Mayor Hales today?
What I want to hear from him? He needs some answers. Why this cop, why this pig didn't get indicted for the murder of Quintus Hanks? We need to know why. We need answers. We need answers. We need to see every single fact that's been laid out. We need to stop hiding behind all these damn fake-ass allegations and making up stories and trying to cover up. So until we get justice, we going to stand out here and riot. That's what it is.
What about you, sir? What's going to take for you to stand aside and let people in?
That's not going to happen until they give us some answers. That's all we want is some answers. That simple.
If you're standing right in front of you now, what are you going to ask Mr. Hales?
To open it up and let us see what's really going on. Why did you hold that young man's body for so long and not release it to his family? There has to be answers behind that, because you're looking for something. You're hiding something. It doesn't take that long to answer a question. That's it.
Sir, what would it take for you to stand aside and let city council meet? What would it take for you to do that?
Answers. Why they killed him.
The individual cop should be responsible, something like that? Or?
They should all be responsible. All of them should be held responsible. Because if I commit a crime and I got my buddies with me, they're going to make sure we all go down. They need to do the same thing with them. They're not exempt. They are not exempt.
My friend Gerhardt happens to be visiting us from Munich, and we went to council chambers and the demonstration yesterday. I'm personally often curious about how the Europeans see us, and I couldn't help but take this chance to ask Gerhardt what he thought.
Yeah, I mean, if there is something going on people really don't like, or a majority of people really doesn't like, then, you have to, at a certain point, you have to articulate your protest, no? And if it doesn't help to hold a meeting or something, then in the end you have to have a protest on the street, no? I mean, that's history has shown that sometimes this helps, no? Because these politicians sometimes only listen if it's really gets tougher, no? As long as people are nice and just ask for something, and so they will just go on as business as usual and so on. So so have a meeting, maybe have another meeting. Have one more meeting, and if then you really don't like it, then,
Can I say why you're out here today?
I'm out here in support of the family of Quintus Hanks, who was shot, I believe, unfairly, on police orders. He was following, complying with instructions, and he was shot and killed by a man who has shot and killed another community member before.
Meanwhile, inside of city council chambers, I spoke with Joe Walsh minutes before he left under threat of arrest.
You know, I'm going to be 75 pretty soon. Subtract 17 from 75. That's what that kid missed. All that growing up, all those dates, marriage, children, all that gone. Why? Because some cop said he was afraid of him? On his knees? That's submission. And if you've ever been arrested, Joe, you know when the cops put you on your knees, you are submitting. You're not hassling them because you're looking up. The mayor could have said something. You know what? After the investigation from the grand jury, because we never convicted any police officer in a grand jury. Never.
You mean they are encouraging the police to be brutal or to be tough against the? Yeah, I mean, yeah, I could imagine that the people of Portland are, of course, they have different opinions on it, no? And yeah, the question is. Which side will win this, no? So who is the majority and who is the minority, no? So Yeah, I don't know.
Hi, I'm Joe Meyer. Can you say why you're out here today?
I'm out here to seek justice for my son, Quanis Hayes.
And this is Joe Meyer with KBOO News.